holding in Simon Shinchez, Sif Dalet, Klisha Malata Leheter. So it's a Kaili, it's a Malata Leheter. Mutter Lathalta Lehafilo Enel Tzarech, Klish Leheshever Yugonib. So it's Mutter Tzarech Gufay, Tzarech Mekamah. It's also Mutter Mekamah Letzel. You're moving it for the purpose of protecting the item. Aval. Moving it for no purpose at all is asr. Kisei Hakodesh va'achol and mutal tatam afilu shel tzarich klal. Okay, so the kisei Hakodesh and foodstuffs, those are mutter to move for no purpose at all. So the common application of this question is: I'm sitting by the Shabbos Suda and I'm playing with my cutlery or something of that sort. So pastor, the Kohen Shulchan Aruch, that's also not even metaltal for no purpose. The Aruch Shulchan says if you like playing with it, that's a tzarich. So the tzarich means the person pushing has no need. He just decides for whatever reason. Let's put that over there and that over there. Why? Because. So that you can't do. So it comes not so according to Rosh Hashanah, it's not so common. Other
what's not so common?
This din of Shalom the Tzarech Klal. But other parts can assume not like him. These type of things, they don't. It's not real. Not really moving it for Tzarech. It's my hands are just playing with it. Not like I'm enjoying playing with it. My hands are playing with it. That you shouldn't do. So your hands and Shabbos are must be keep your hands off. I once heard from Shimshon Pinkus, I heard on a tape that he talking about Shabbos. He said he was walking on Shabbos with his Rebbe. I'm not sure who he meant by his Rebbe, who he's referring to. And they were standing on Shabbos, and he was standing next to a fence with, and there was a gate in the fence, and he was like moving the gate back and forth. So Rebbe asked him on Shabbos, "What are you doing?" I don't know. What are you doing? That's three times. He said, apparently he says, on Shabbos, your job is to keep your hands by you. Because if you don't keep your hands by you, you let your hands do whatever they want to do, eventually you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. He says, bless them at the hand. Bless them at the hand. The Shabbos, you have to be careful with your hands the whole time. So that's this din. Tefillin are only mutter l'tzarich. Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about what the status of tefillin are. Is whether they're considered klisha malata l'yisur or klisha malata l'heter. What exactly their status is? Shofar also taltal kiim l'tzarich kufay makaymai. So the shofar is definitely considered muksa. Because I'm not allowed to blow the shofar on, but it's mutter for l'tzarich kufay l'tzarich makaymai.
It's klisha malata l'yisur only.
The shofar is klisha malata l'yisur. Yeah. Chaf shemalata l'heter. So the Mishnah Berurah. Who did him hoy malata l'yisur l'heter? Gam kelim maksadai t'minei. If you use it for both purposes, a person is not maksadas from it.
Yisur olahet.
Right. But he was headed for the broy, but l'yisur, that's called l'yisur. There shemalata hu l'bishul. You cook in it, and they after they cook it, they would take it out of the pot. Sometimes you use the pot to store, bring water in or some of that sort, or the whole Paris. He would call klisha malata l'yisur ki lo sheyeshba miatavshel. So it's klisha malata l'yisur because the primary purpose is not for that. The primary purpose is for cooking, unless. If it has the food in it, so it's bottle ag of the food. So calls on there's food in the pot. So that's an important point. Is a person on Shabbos they take a pot out of the oven, and they take out all. So as long as they have the food in the pot, the pot is not muksa. They empty out all of the food from the pot, right? All the food they consider using, and the little left which you're going to throw out, that's it's not bottled to that. So now your pot's muksa. So you put your pot down on the table, so you can't move the pot. So while you have it in your hand, empty it out, and then you had it the heter. You can move whatever you want to do.
Does it mean dafka the tafshil that was cooked in it? If I happen to have been using it for Paris or whatever.
Pashas, no, it's
right, not that. It's bottle for the food.
Yeah, pashas.
So Dr. Shore.
You find the pot with all of its dirt inside of it, you know, the leftover food is repulsive. That's a heter graf shorei, which we'll talk about later on. You're moving it, you have no purpose. That means, but that's not moving, because later on the day I'm going to need it. Even right now I don't need it. That's mutter. That's fine. Okay. Kisvei Kodesh, Pirish, Kol Asorim, Shemuta Likus Ben, any sabbath that you're allowed to learn in. So they did not put an Isser of Tilta on the Bechlap. I'm Rishari Tshuva, Linyan Megillah. Shemuel Mesadet, Kol Yerab, but the Megillah, Nami Bechlap said. So Megillah, on the Shabbos, which is not the Purim, so it's regular history of Kurdish. The Shabbos, which would fall out on Purim, you're not allowed to read it. So what's its status? It's Kiss of Kurdish, but you're not allowed to use it as a Shabbos. So does it get a dedication to Lister or not? So you're allowed to move it even not to Sarklal. Wooden crisis occurs to Sukhir, Sisak, and Shalagabe Shulchan, the Dirim Batashmish. So included in this head, there is also cups, plates, bowls, and knives. Therefore, lechola alayu taras muksa klava kecholim kisa kadosh dami. Okay, matar matata afilu shalit tzara klal. V'yesh machrim afilu bekelim elu. The summer machrim, even on the kelim, which you find on the table.
Purim doesn't come out in Shabbos.
Eretz Yisrael.
Only in Yerushalayim, the Shushan Purim?
Yeah. Mekim l'tzarech. Tefillin, you should only move the tzarech. Now, so the mishnah, what does that mean? How can shalom you go and or shalom you skalkul b'chama b'kiretz b'zeh? So you're allowed to move the tefillin; they shouldn't get damaged. So you're moving the tzarech, the tefillin. We're giving tefillin of klishim lata leheter. We're giving it to the rezim was kisvei kodesh. It says you don't use the tefillin for learning. So they didn't give it the heter of shalom the tzarech klal, but they didn't give it the din of klishim lata leheter. But how's the magen rum? Machmir meserben that tefillin make a klishim lata leheter. We also need a Meshabbos, Chanabas Simla Marala, Falkain, and the Talton Kiim, Bishasarach Lagufan. What would the case you would need Tfilin Lagufan? How do you say Shmereum, Miyah Mazikim? When you're carrying Tfilin, you'd be protected from the Mazikim. So Tfilin are helping you. In other words, Tfilin are an item of Kedusha. You can't use it for anything else. I can't use Tfilin as a paperweight. So he said, what's the Hechatim? So you're moving Tfilin, the goof, to protect you, for you. The answer is Shmira. So a case where you're worried about the tefillin getting damaged, you be semich on the sheet which will allow you to move the tefillin to protect the tefillin. When we get to Dinei Bosses, we'll see that there's a discussion whether Klisha Matal Isser has Dinei Bosses. Klishmat in itself has dinim muksa on it, but it's not totally muksa, so maybe it doesn't have. At most, the buses get the dinim being bottled to the muksa, so it'll have the same kumra as the muksa, which is it's mutter the sarkuba sarkuba. Or it could be sold in buses by klishmat lisa at all, so you had tilling and a stender, right? So you question, am I allowed to move the stender? Well, so at most, it's klish, it's mutter the sarkuba sarkuba. But then, if it's a circle of Sarah Makarmai, I want to use the standard, but there's other standards available. I have to use a different standard. Because that's what you said before. But if it doesn't make the bosses at all, so the standard's not mux at all.
What's the threshold of protecting the film? If I see they're in a somewhat, a spot where I'm a little concerned, they're going to get knocked over, or.
I don't know, it's a mock matkak. It sounds like it's a real.
It sounds like real, strong really, really on the stream. Yeah. I mean,
Okay. Ki'im. Then he said the shofar is only mutter the sarku b'sar mekar. The rei miyuchad tzkiya who also b'shabes. Okay, mikri klishim lata liyisr. Lul b'osat haltaloi. I feel the sarku b'mekar. The ain't a lot of shame kli klal. It's a piece of wood, but fine. Sif hay. Yesh b'tirim al talta klisha malata le'isr fil mecham al etzel ayinei kikar or tinnik. So we're going to see later on by Mace that Chazal gave a kula, and they said we have a mace in a place where we're concerned that the mace it's a warm place, and therefore the mace will be masriach, and that's a bizoyan. So, but the mace is muksa. So Chazal came a kula. If you put on top of the mace, you put a kikar. So you use the mace to transport the kikar, will make a virtual reality that the mace is functioning as a bus to the bread, and you're allowed to move the bread. Similarly, you're allowed to move the mace, ag of the bread. So that's a special kula by mace. So some argue that a klishim latal iser, using a kikar or a tinnik, putting a kikar or a tinnik on this klishim latal iser, would allow you to move the klishim latal iser, mecham al etzel. Okay. Zot Meshav Ruch of Avayet a kikar tinnik, lav dafka kikar, hu adinim nosin shar chefetz amutter besoichetz, lav dafka kikar means any item of heter. He does a rush. I will harbor me Rishonim Cholkim Hazeh. Most Rishonim argue on the sheet of the rush, and they say Sir Lahud Deloy Hitiru Kikar Betinuk Elu LeMeis Bovad the Tatal Yadayim. Because the Kamon Masim and Shin Yeralav Sefal. It's a special kula that they have by mace that to be able to move the mace. The mace should not be Masriya. So therefore, they created a heter. But they said you can't just move it stam. You need a kikar atinik. But that's a more compelling need. Avolay b'shar davar muksa afshu kli v'chenek riyu harba achreinim. And that is the achra. If you look over here in the Mishartzi and Chaldal, he says the taz achra der chayim. The grav says mehapsim meruba yesh lahakol. So now b'chol zadaf game yaniach b'secha kli shar davar shenam yuchel. You're putting something where it doesn't really belong to the kli, so you can't say the kli is bolted to that item because they have no reshachas one to the other. But you're putting in the kli something which belongs there, so you have the meducha. Meducha is the pestle, the mortar that you ground your garlic, and then you want to take it to the table. So the garlic belongs there. That's where you process it, etc. So in that sense, the meducha can be considered bottle to the garlic, because the garlic is something which belongs there inside the thing. The same thing, you have food in the pot. So it can be the food which you cooked in the pot, or be normal to use the pot to hold other things. That's also called normal. Probably nowadays, when people don't store food in a pot, they said they would use the pot to bring water or something, put potatoes in it. So that also be valid. But nowadays, the only thing you ever put in a pot is either cooked food of some sort. You might, you cook your soup in a pot, you leave it in the pot. After you serve it by the soda, and it was a very large pot, a large amount of soup, and now you lose a lot of it, so you want to pour it into a smaller pot for storage. Okay, maybe you'll do that. But most people don't store apples in pots. So that would be like this heter of which we're saying is very questionable. Does the tzarku b'sar mekar is mutter anyway? You want to be matter the mecham al etzel, that he seems to agree you shouldn't do. Okay.
Move off from mecham al
etzel. Kli shemat al yisr by putting food or something inside the kli. Okay, Sivov deals with the case where Kaylee, the beginning of Shabbos was not muksa, it was a klisha olam, it was not muksan, it breaks on Shabbos. So broken kelim in the beginning of Shabbos, it's not really roi for tashmish. So the muksa, this was the beginning of Shabbos was roi.
What about pouring a little bit of food? What was it? Liquid food?
Say you cook a soup in a large pot. Then you use up a lot of the soup of the meal, and you have a little bit of soup left. You don't want to store it in that big pot. So you pour it into a smaller pot and you put it in the fridge. So that's normal. So over there, the pot will be bottled to that soup. The small pot will be bottled to the soup in it. But storing something in the pot which you don't normally put into a pot, you know, they don't put apples in pots nowadays.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah, Vav. Kol hakelim shenishberu afilu b'Shabbos. Even though they're broken, you can move them. As long as they're still usable for some purpose. If they come totally useless, so then they're muksa. If they remain usable in some way, not necessarily even a similar type of usage as prior when they were shalim, but as long as there's some usage, they're not muksa. Now there is a mandam in the Mara holds that they have to be main malatim rishon. It only remains mukhan if it can still do something similar to the original purpose. So, but if it can do other things with it, that's not good enough. But we paskin that you do not need that. As long as it has some usage, it's not mukhsa. Kagoin. Shibri areva. So you had an areva, which is a kneading trough. Large clear you could put things in. It broke into pieces, and now you want to move that piece. So it's a nice large thing. You can use it to cover the top of your barrel. So that it's not made in Malach Rishon. Malach Rishon, it was holding something over here. It's covering something.
What's an areva?
Areva? It's a kneading trough, a big kneading trough. Or shibri schuchas again. So it was a cup or it was a bowl. And now using it to cover something, that's not muksa. But if they're not right for any malach at all, they're muksa. So they become muksa during Shabbos. So as he spoke about that, something could become muksa on Shabbos. It becomes useless. It becomes muksa. But now we have over here a new concern of potentially this is broken glass or something over there. So there's a potential being mazik. So because of that, you broke on the table so people can get cut, or people place where people walk, people can get cut by you. So moving muksa to protect people from getting hurt is permitted. Satim Shabru. Chavzayin. Feel of a Shabbos. Even though the Mishnah Shabbos. So what's the Chiddush of even a Shabbos? I mean, not a Rabbah. If it broke on Shabbos, beginning of Shabbos, it was Mukhan, it's better. That's a Lermer, Lerminan. Kim and the Miasma, Lakli Zulav, Lahayim Malachakoi. So Havalin Noila. We'll see later on, there's a Din of Noila. It became a new item was created, so Rehuda holds that the problem of muksa, because you didn't have das on that thing. So we should argue this is like a brand new thing. Before it was had a function of being an areva to hold something in. Now it's using it as a cover. It's like a new thing that happened, and that was on muksa. That was not mukhan at all. So we don't say that. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says that point. So it's mutal talta shivreim, shivre kelim heim mechelik sheni shabim muksa. So kelim which are broken to the point that they're not usable, go into the second kelim which is like avonim and service.
Mishum the second
grouping of muksa that he mentioned in the introduction. Mishum the kashenishbru domed the service of having muksamach maskufay. It's muksamach maskufay. But al kiven shabo mikli lo botol shame and kli miham kolzman shuriyam l'shum dover. as long as it's useful for something, they don't become muktzah. Again, lachasis. Ma'ashenkin b'tzaris al bisharim lachasis lav monohem. Before b'sip shachrizet, we don't argue. Well, you can take the stone and put it in the top of the bottle and cover the bottle. Right. So, what's the difference? Something which was not muktzah, it was not muchah to start with. Giving it a muchah, it didn't muchah because you might use it for something like that. That's not it. Something which is muchah to start with, and it still have some usage. It doesn't lose its status of being muchah.
So is this in some way about the person's attitude toward it? Or is it just some sort of a technical din that it had a shame kli, so it keeps a shame kli? I don't know if there's enough coming in, but what's the rest of the theory here?
It has to be that people would use it.
So the assumption is
nowadays people don't use these things, right. Even though you can theoretically, I could use it to cover my soda bottle. That'll be most.
Pebbles or what other?
Charis, yeah. Now, Malkam Shalchan, if however it broke in a place where even though it's muksa, but there's a potential for danger. It's either inside or outside. But there's the people other going there. Look to Machmas Gufa
besides Tzar.
Eitzim Avonim. In all those cases. Okay. Shilad Mubi Shal Yuzku Behen. Hushal Keres. There's broken pieces of glass because there's a potential for danger, for damage. Is also for noisun. Then kumotze kolkach hezik. Avishik kshudar is alei meshabron kumok mutter. So now, do I have to worry about the fact that I step in there, am I breaking them into smaller pieces? That's not really a malacha involved in that. Darshen miskaben who, and it's not your intent. Even if you're grinding, it's like teichin maybe, but it's not significant. So you have to leave them there. Whereas glass has a much stronger potential for cutting than terrace. With Afkla Fanusa Bidaim is Osir, Amutta the Chesim Baragam, you can move them away with your feet. The tilt of Muksa Bagufa is Mudrik, the Kamaman Simashian Alps of Ches. Again, that was the sheet that we mentioned before. The Mishabur said that tilt of Bagufa is Mutter even to move Muksa direct with intent. Excuse me. Fine. The Moshe Tisha brings interesting Shiloh about a klisha mata le'isra which broke, and now you're going to use it for these type of usages. So it's actually more usable now on Shabbos. Now it's klisha mata le'heter. She says, no, you say, Migudis Katsoi, beginning of Shabbos, it was designated as a Klisha Malkal Isser, and it was also Mechama Litzel. It will remain also Mechama Litzel.
Would it be Nolan?
Would it be Nolan? Interesting question. Pasha that we're going, like the Montana holds, you don't need that. Like this. Rehuda holds this Isser of Nolan. Rishimon doesn't hold of Nolan. Most Rishonim and Paschal like the Rosh Hashanah by Shabbos, that's Pashas of the Gemara. In regards, the Gemara says in regards to the Muktzah Paschal of Rosh Hashanah by Shabbos, the Shabbos that we Paschal like the Rosh Hashanah in regards to Nailud. So if you Paschal like your Yehuda by Nailud by Shabbos, so you need, it should be right to do something similar to the original usage.
It's not like the original usage. Something new.
Something similar to the original usage. As long as it's main with the original move, that's not null. It's the same idea. In other words, I had a cover on the kli. So not this case, but I had a cover on the kli. It was, and now it broke, and now I can't use it to cover that kli, but I could use it to cover a different kli, a smaller kli. So it's still roy for the same. It's not exactly what you originally designated it for, but it's main the original malacha. I had this large shivrei areva. Which was made for holding dough. It breaks, and I can use it. It's smaller, and I can use this to catch the drip out of the something. And so it's made, still for holding purposes. So not the same thing. So that's not called nylon. But if I can't use it for holding anymore, I take them to Arav and I want to use them now as a cover, that's another problem. But Shimon doesn't hold that this type of Nelad is a problem. Only Nelad Gomer is a problem. Nelad Gomer means like Mamash was not here at all beforehand. But this is not a Nelad Gomer, it's not a problem. How do we pass them? We pass the Nikr Pesach because there's no Nelad by Shabbos. There is another by Yom Tov. Yom Tov actually is more Chomer than Shabbos in regards to this. That's a good question. So we have an interesting type of shaila nowadays, the Shiva Kalim type of things. We'll see a case later on that, you know, we have all these containers which we get, you know, for disposable containers. So after you finish using them, they have no usage anymore. So they become muksa.
Yeshiva came?
What?
Yeshiva came?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shivrei came.
Right. So I tear open my so that's pashas. Anything which I tear and it's not reusable, it's like a muksa. So I had my potato chip bag and I rip it open. So as long as the potato chip in, it's not muksa. Once there's no potato chip in it, so it has no use. It's a shivrei keli. If I rip open the bag for my disposable cups, so the bag is muksa. But what comes more, you know.
But couldn't they all be used for something? Didn't we just say as long as it's usable for something, in theory, then it's mutter? I could put something in my potato chip bag.
Well, see that it would. If the derech is just never to put anything back in and throw it out, so it's back to that same, you know, economy. If you put out, let's say you have a potato chip bag and you put out the potato chips after the guests leave, there's potato chips left, you put it back into the bag, so economy.
Right.
But if you're talking about like a small bag, which you're basically,
you know,
the pasha should come muksa. Okay, Zion. Chatichas cheres shenishbara b'chol mikli b'ri l'chasas bo kli. So now, the first issue over here is. This is before Shabbos already was broken, and you're coming into Shabbos. Can there be anything? We're saying that Sita has a usage, is not muksa. But if I threw it away before Shabbos, what happens over there? So that's going to be what he's addressing over here. It's right for Kisa Kalim, so much to the Taltalo. Even at point where you are right now, so right now I'm in the outside in the chotzer or outside in the I'm in the mavi. There's no kalim in the mavi, which need to be covered. But somewhere in the city, this is the thing which people use. So that's not moks. But the mizrachal la'ash mivayoyim also the taltalo kimeshabat lemiyoyis oid kli. Throwing it out makes it always clean. That's the remove. I feel a chassid on, even though an ani would still use it. Halvik su habaylim shalahem. The owner threw it out. He made a muksa. I'll be shame Hashem. Even though the owner is an usher, that's why he threw it out. And an ani would be very happy to use it. The muksa l'asher habi muksa l'ani k'mashis barba sefes himen. The definition of muksa is telling the baylim. The owner's designation, he designates what it is. For him, it's worthless, it's useless, it becomes muksa. Now, this halacha that usage makes it not muksa, so that the heter is dafka chetichas cheres mishum the asim mishivri kli. Aval davar shem bo shachas kli. Seem though, beginning of Shabbos, it was already broken. But since it came from a kli earlier in the week, that's good enough also. Okay, so one thing I want to point out over here, this thing of throwing into the ashpa making it muksa, it's only because it's a shever kli. The person would take a full bona fide kli and throw it into the ashpa, it doesn't make a muksa. The question is, what we have nowadays, we have this new thing called a disposable kli. So I have plastic cutlery. Hard plastic cutlery, which it's very easy to reuse it. Just everybody throws it out. So I throw it out into the garbage. Is that like a shever kli in the sense that the derech is to throw it out? So therefore, when you throw it out, taka gets it in of being muksa, now it's useless. Or batsim, it's a kli. So throwing it out doesn't make it always kli. This becomes very relevant when you want to deal with taking the garbage out. So you have garbage in the bag, so it's in the container. Doesn't smell. It's covered. It's not graf sharei necessarily. So I said, well, since there's a lot of non-muksa things in the bag, I have all my thrown out plastic cups, which are still usable, and the knives and forks, and the half of the garbage, more than half of the garbage is still usable. Or no, it's all muksa. Right? So this is, I don't want to call it machloek, because that's not probably not the way we're saying it. So I argued a long time ago that would be a heter, but I found Rabbi Yasha said it's a problem. And I found that Rabbi Karp in his Sefer says that he held me sorry, it's okay. But once Rabbi Yasha said it's a problem, he's not going to be made his pun up to go connect to Rabbi Yasha and say that it's not a problem. So he holds, Rabbi Yasha held once these type of things, throwing them out, they become muksa.
What things?
The most of Dirshov here brings in this and Krell told that they're not muksa, so I don't feel so bad. Okay. La Manal, disposables, plain plastic, disposable plastic cutlery and stuff like that. It's really adding 2 points. The fact that it's usable as a cover makes it not muksa, or allows it to stay not muksa. I feel a mokum, shem mitsuyim, kli lechasis, but even though there's no kalim around, that's good enough. The Hanabi Karmel is Abishas Arabim. Now what would you be doing in the Karmel is Arabim? You can't carry it anywhere. You have dirt on your shoe and you want to scrape it off. So too much scraping is a problem anyway, but you scrape it lightly, so you're not scraping any of the leather, just taking off the tit. That's mutter. But is this piece of cheres, is it muksa or not? It's not muksa. Even though I don't really have a way to get this cover right now on Shabbos to use it as a cover. I don't have any bottles here in the Shizur Rabban, and I can't carry this to Rishon Sayachit. It's still not muksa. Matam. The Kimadi Katar is Kliya, Adayin Allah Shever, Bechotzer, Gamar Shizur Rabban, Ain Shem Muksa Lel. Because Batsim, this is a usable type of item. So if it's usable, the fact that it's in Shizur Rabban, I can't use it for anything, it doesn't change anything. So I have a fork in Shizur Rabban. You would say, well, it's a fork. The fork's useless in Shizur Rabban because you have no food there to eat. Right? And you can't carry it to anywhere. But that's not true. It's a kli, it's a kli. So the shever kli, we're saying that since it's usable, it's still kli, is true. It gets a din of being a kli. So it's not, it remains not muksa, even Shizur Rabban. Okay. Shenis the mizor roka la ashba mivayoyim shub shem muksal out. Also the tata, if you threw it out, it's muks.
Why don't the actual kelim become muksal when I throw them in the garbage? Wasn't that from the garbage before Shabbos?
Pasha is the bottle that I told you. You can't, you know, there it is not to throw kelim out. Okay.
And that would argue the reusable stuff really does become muksa.
Right. So why are we discussing that during the weekdays? Because for the second then. The zroka la ashbam v'yoyim. The zroka may be Shabbos. Charlie Tatal afil kashenishbam v'yoyim. Telling you shorich. Tell us the base. Kima shabein hashmoshes. Are you dying? Al hashever teres kli. So putting into the ashbam on Shabbos. Since the beginning of Shabbos, it was a kli. So right now you made it out a kli. When you take it out, it becomes a kli again. So you let him. Therefore, you let it doesn't lose the status of a kli even before you take it out, and you let him be metaltal.
So the case of the garbage bag of the stramba where it was there from before, there weren't. Are we talking about even things that were thrown in, disposable things that were thrown in the garbage on Shabbos that? That's machlokas.
No, it seems to be even because the whole nature of this thing is to throw them out, so they don't get the extra mile of that. The beginning of Shabbos, their designation was to use them and then throw them out.
Uh-huh.
So, like an interesting din. Uh-huh. They don't have anything. They don't have something similar that I'm aware of.
They're talking about here. Things potentially could be reusable.
Right.
But there's, of course, depends on the family. Less wealthy families might reuse certain, you know, nicer plasticware, whereas others might throw it out.
Yeah, my sister used to wash her. I think she still does washes her disposable cups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mother grew up in the Depression, North Carolina, so she did that.
Yeah, this it's only had to be that using it is because it came from a kli and now it still has a usage. But service, those everything doesn't work. But service, any type of things which are not muchen at all, don't become muchen by the potential to use them as a cover. Chamber shaykhus, grain of shashi shabarzo, betevel. So all these things which don't have any shaykhus to kli. Pieces of metal, not a kli, just broken pieces of metal, tevel. A piece of wood. I want to use it to support, keep the door shut. I want to use it to raise up something to sleep on. You have we'll see later on. How do you take a piece of wood, stones, etc., and make them not muksa? So you have two options. Either you can change them, even slightly, or you can designate them for this purpose, loyal them. But designating a stone for one Shabbos without doing any shinig in the stone remains muksa. So when you want to react your stones to throw, it doesn't work, because unless you do a shinig in the stone, you only use it one time. It's not a yichud olam. So you retrieve them after Shabbos and use them again in Chanan. So you have to be careful with that. This is a common problem. People are not careful with the stones, the doorway, using stones without a valid yichud.
So either one can be miyachedet la'olam or make some shinui in the item.
Yeah. A psila nikras kli, a wick is considered a kli. It was used the previous Shabbos, not this Shabbos. If it was lit for this Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, so that's a muksa, that becomes muksa bach was iser. You're not allowed to move it, and your maksadas legamri, it remains muksa the rest of the Shabbos. But it been lit, even though it's a used wick, since it's usable again. Because you lit a previous Shabbos or Bechol during the weekday. Fine. They've been used to the point that they're not really reusable. So you can't move them. Cannot move them. You have a candle made out of either wax or tallow. Filnitikol karbachol or b'shabbos shavro kol shehiadayin ruya lahadlaka mikri klisha b'nata liyaser. Its purpose is to make fire, to make light. That's a klisha b'nata liyaser. Even though it had been lit, the kosher had not been lit at all. Kan mergul b'puma d'inchi. This is where there comes this saying that people say. The muta talta ner sholem shachel b'shabbos kadei shel tiposet haner. I want to give it to the guy that he can use it, or I want to protect it. That's wrong. This is where the source of the mistake. It's a mistake. Either you need the spot, or you, a Jew, wants to use the item. But I can't give it to Goy to use, and I can't move it to protect the item. To go in corners, the same way it goes, because they'll say Bez. They said Gimel. I said, Mark, see, Mark, I feel in there, show them the Tzarek Makarmai, also the Taltal. Shana Lov Shem Kli Klau, the Lechazi, Lachilo, and the Tashmash. So he says, it's an interesting thing because it's not a regular kli because it gets consumed, but it's not food. So he argued that's not what Chazal meant when they met by a kli. A kli is it's mishamish something else, but it itself remains intact. Things which get consumed go under the umbrella of a chila, but this is not a chila either. So it's not an oichel, and it's not muksa, and it's not a kli. So he holds it's muksa gomer. So similar to this, let's say bar of soap. So a bar of soap is not a kli, because it's not masham or something. You consume the soap by putting some soap on your body. So it's a form of a consumption. So soap, cream, all these different things. So they're not kalim. So if they're in a form which is not usable on Shabbos. Whatever the Isser is, so they're considered Muxanachos Gufa. They have no use. They can't be consumed, and they can't. Okay.
But if they can be consumed, then they're not Muxa, because they're under the rubric of Ochel.
Pashtav go under the Ochel, then.
Uh-huh.